I did years ago, but...
Well, they say it's seasonal, and it's really related to the sun. In fact, we don't get the sun, we don't get the vitamin D, and the feeling of the people I was listening to on TV, and they apparently have kind of an experience on this, is if you do your vitamin D or get into the sun, then you just don't get the, you generally just don't get the flu.
Wow. I had never heard that connection before.
Hi, this is Candy. I got in late.
Hi, Candy.
Because I'm still working in the health field, I continue to take the flu shot as a role model for so many who don't live healthfully, and it's true that we can carry the virus to others without ever manifesting any of the symptoms. So, because of the position I'm in, where I'm in contact with folks who have compromised immune systems because of illness factors, age, etc., I continue to take the flu shot. I figure that the downsides of the flu shot I'm able to combat because I have a healthy lifestyle and use the product.
Okay. And that's what I think I'm hearing you say is that, you know, the necessity of that might be to some degree the type of work and where the environment you're in as far as needing it. But if you do decide to take it, it can still be different for us. And if we choose not to, it's probably still okay too.
Yes, right? I think that it's safe for you to choose not to. Because you're primarily thinking in terms of your personal health. It's also an appropriate role modeling as upline, because when you explain that you're not taking it, you are always going to, without second thought, explain the reason why you aren't is because.
Right.
You know. So, yes, I think it definitely depends on where the Lord has planted us in this particular point in time.
Mm-hmm. Good point. That's a good point. Thank you. Good. Anybody else have a comment, question?
How funny. I think they're giving flu shots on television right now.
Oh, can you just dial in and get one?
Yeah, they're apparently giving flu shots. I thought it was humorous. Anyway.
Well, Regis was on this morning, and he had a doctor who came in. I didn't watch the whole thing, but she said that I think it was 75% of people should be getting the flu shot. Well, everybody should be getting it, she said, and it will protect you 75% of the time. And, you know, for those who do get it, it can be a serious problem.
So what are you doing?
Uh-oh. Hi, Dottie.
Hi.
Is that Dottie? Oh,
hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay, good. 75% of the time, then, the flu shot will protect you, they said.
Right. But then, of course, it also depends on whether they've chosen the right strain to protect this year.
There are always really multiple strains flowing around. It's just that one is being more prevalent.
And last year they missed the boat, correct?
Oh, that's up for grabs.
Had you heard the connection between the sun and vitamin D and the flu before, Candy?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
It makes sense knowing how the body works, but I haven't heard it stated.
But then why do they get it in Florida?
Right. Because it doesn't necessarily mean that they're out in the sun.
No. My husband asked me the other day, why do we get the flu in the winter? And I said, one of the reasons is because we're in enclosed areas more.
Yes, and we're sharing our germs more efficiently.
Wonderful. And we just wash our hands.
Yes, always.
That article...
when we gained antibiotics.
But why did they get candy at all?
It's a habit we lost when we gained antibiotics. Mm-hmm. Remember as a child, it seemed to me as a child, when you went to restaurant, you put in your order and then the whole family got up and went and washed their hands. And you saw everybody else in the restaurant doing it too. And after you had eaten, you went back and you washed your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And at school, where we were required to wash our hands, and it was monitored. They had big, whole areas set aside for hand washing for the students before they went to lunch. I don't hear that happening anymore.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of hand washing, at the IKEA store, I noticed yesterday in the restroom, they have this unique hand drying system.
Oh?
Did you notice that, Char? Did you happen to use the facility there?
Oh, I did, but I didn't notice it.
It's a unique thing. It's electronic, so you stick your hand in it. You stick your hands, after they're wet, you stick them in, straight down in, and this air stream comes out, and you just pull your hands up slowly, and it just dries your hands. Pretty amazing.
Oh.
So it's not blowing air out like the other ones do.
It's contained
it's actually
in the
from,
unit.
Yeah, from either
wow.
side of your hand. It's
wow.
I kind of thought of when you go to the car wash, yeah. Did you think of that?
It just sucks it out.
And it's like you go really slowly, and it's like 12 seconds your hands are dry.
Cool.
It was pretty amazing. And I was on the phone while I was in the restroom there, and my friend had gone over. I was washing, I washed one hand, and then I washed the other hand, and I went and grabbed a little piece of paper towel, and she's going, no, come see this. And I went over there and stuck my hand. It was the coolest thing.
Well, those other air things are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. How do you wash one hand at a time?
Oh, well, this is really unique. This is true multitasking.
I mean, obviously you're contaminating whatever hand you had washed, or you're washing both twice.
It was really unique. I had the phone with one hand.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
But we won't go there. We love you. Just where you are.
Well, we only have 3 minutes left. It might take longer than that.
Take a video of it, but the next time, Jeannie, so we can actually see it.
Yes. I'll see if I can come up with a good way of explaining that.
Master multitasker.
It's getting better, though. Getting better. Hey, good call, you guys. Anybody else have a last-minute thing?
Just very pleasure to send Steve an email about what the calls are for.
Oh, thank you.
I was wondering if I could have a minute with Char at the end of the call. This is Candy.
Yes, I'm still here. Just let's have a big, long pause of at least 30 seconds so the machine will cut off.
Okay.
Candace, why don't you give me a call on 503-695-5680. That would be even better.
Okay. Thanks, Sean.
Okay. You're welcome.
Awesome, you guys. I have to get Steve's. Oh, I have Steve's email. I've got it here. Okay. Well, good, you guys. Yes?
Good call, Jeannie. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Hey, we have a lot of things to share with everybody. And like Char said, I think it's important that we share this, not just keep it among ourselves. And another point that I loved was to get two or three key short points or phrases about each of our technologies or each of the things that we talked about that we can be excited about. I think that's really an important thing to do, and share all this information. So have a great day. We'll be back on tomorrow morning, and thanks for everybody's comments. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jeannie.